genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing.
One of the good ones from Glen Campbell.
She was 21.
Galveston.
When I left Galveston.
Campbell died yesterday at the age of 81 years old. No immediate cause, or no cause immediately given, but he'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease back in 2011 and did a final tour, kind of the public face of Alzheimer's for a couple of years now. Glen Campbell, big time superstar, 60s and 70s pop, country, TV, movies, dead at the age of 81. Galveston there. We'll hear a little more Glen Campbell throughout the morning as well here on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. We head to the phone lines. Julie Gunlock is there, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, leads the organization's Culture of Alarmism project, and she joins us now. Julie, good morning to you.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, appreciate the time. Piece up of the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. Is your child safe from anti-vaccine activists? And this is going to be thrust back into the public eye very soon. Back to school time is upon us, and that's when we get the little notes that say you must have this vaccination before the child enters school. Measles threatening a comeback. We haven't heard about this for years, and all of a sudden it's popping back in the news. Why?
That's right. That's right. The public health officials were celebrating in 2000 the eradication of the disease. It just was not in the United States. We would occasionally see it pop up if people had visited from a foreign country where vaccinations weren't as thorough. And so it was eradicated. And again, this was something to celebrate. But now it is back. We're seeing diseases, measles pop up here and there. And the CDC is now warning that we are due for an outbreak. And the reason is not because people are bringing it into the country. It is because it is here. And it is being fueled by anti-vaxxers. These are people who decide to forego vaccinations for their children. So there are more infections. People need to understand that even though you're vaccinated, this is what you always hear from the anti-vax community. You always hear, well, you know, hey, if your kid is vaccinated, they have nothing to worry about. That's not true. The measles vaccine is 90% effective, which means you can get the vaccine and it might not have taken. I mean, sometimes vaccines are stored wrong. Sometimes it's maybe past its expiration date. There are a variety of reasons why the vaccine won't work, but 10% of the time, it doesn't work. So you are not necessarily protected even though you're vaccinated. The other thing is there are people who can't get vaccinations, newborns, people who have certain diseases like cancers. They cannot get vaccines. And with measles, you have to get that. You get a vaccine when you're a baby, and then you get it again. You have to repeat it. So you can be an older person. You can have cancer or some other disease that suppresses your immune system and not be able to get a vaccine. So you are vulnerable. So this is a thing. You know, you have to understand that vaccinating your children, vaccinating yourself, isn't just a duty to yourself and your own health. You have a duty to your neighbor.
Julie Gunlock with us on Twitter, at J Gunlock, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. What kind of a reduction in vaccine rate would lead to a sharp increase in cases? Does it take much?
Yeah, it's really scary because it's not much. The public health officials say that a reduction of 5% will increase it by threefold. So you'll have three times as many people between 2 and 11 developing measles if there's just a 5% decrease. Now, we're already seeing that 5% decrease in some areas in Wisconsin, in Vermont, in Oregon, which is why public health officials are so nervous. There is something called herd immunity, and that is when enough people are vaccinated, the disease has nowhere to go. Someone once described it this way. It's like the disease sits around and goes, you know what? It's really not worth all the work. I can't find anyone, right? And so that is why newborns, people who are sick, people who may have certain allergies to vaccines, they are protected because there's just not that many people who can be infected with this disease. Sadly, that herd immunity, that ability to protect everyone, is really breaking down. It's breaking. It's broken. And we're going to see, you know, potentially three times as many people coming down with this disease. Measles is no fun. It is deadly. It can blind you. You can go deaf if you aren't killed by measles, it's a very serious disease.
Is mumps the same way? I recall seeing more stories about mumps coming back, too.
Yes, yes. Again, these diseases are very... Just consider how infectious this disease is. I wrote about this in the Wall Street Journal. It was something that I was shocked at when I first learned this. Measles, for instance, can linger in the air up to 2 hours. So you're standing... An infected person is standing at the DMV. They cough. They leave. An hour and a half, 2 hours later, you come into the space that they were standing in, and you breathe in that virus. You can breathe in that air. It lingers. It just lingers in the air. That is why it is so dangerous. The other thing is that these your symptoms don't show up for 10 days, yet you're contagious 4 days after you get the virus. So you don't even have to show, you know, people aren't avoiding you because you have this big rash and you're coughing.
Right,
no,
right.
You look totally normal and you're infectious.
Julie Gundlach, we got about 60 seconds left. Andrew Wakefield, British doctor, kind of started these claims. He had his medical license stripped, but picked
That's
up by
right.
a lot of celebrity leftists who continue talking about this link or that the vaccines are not healthy. That's not the case.
Look, what I love is that the left, they claim, the Democrats, the liberals, they claim to have ownership over science. Okay,
right.
It is the leftists, it's leftist celebrities and leftist politicians who carry the anti-vax message, and that just angers me so much. Look, what Wakefield said was there was a connection between measles vaccine, MMR rubella, and autism. That has been debunked over and over again. Autism is largely thought to be genetic now. You are not going to give your kid autism by giving them a vaccination. You are going to protect them from killer diseases. It's important that people understand there are very few risks associated with vaccines. There are a lot of risks associated with not vaccinating.
That's an excellent way of putting it. Julie Gundlach, Senior Fellow, Independent Women's Forum, at Jay Gundlach on Twitter. Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com for the piece, Is Your Child Safe from Anti-Vaccine Activists? Julie, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Julie Gundlach, I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.